Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
It's going fast, shout the headlines, but it's not all gone yet. This vast and wonderfully productive fringe of wetlands that clings precariously to Louisiana's coastline. Geologically young, they have been battered since infancy by a giant feral river with a mouth more like the severed tail of a lizard that whipsawed back and forth, leaving scattered deltas in its wake. This mother river was stern, seemingly whimsical in her behavior, and yielded only to the force of gravity. A fixed point would dress as a brackish marsh one decade, main stem of the prowling river the next. She was nothing, though, if not nurturing. Almost innocuously, she slipped from her banks in spring floods to gather the richest nutrients North America could offer and rush them down streams to fatten the wetlands during annual silt-laden orgies of gluttony. In this manner, the coastal wetlands flourished, and not even the likes of a Katrina hurricane upset the dynamics for long. For thousands of years BC, Louisiana's coastal wetlands were broadly static, meaning that the functions and processes operated to sustain the system. The sheer volume of biomass generated then is difficult to imagine. For instance, a recipe to cook up the historical wetlands ecosystem would include most of the country's shrimp and other seafood, and the vast majority of the continent's millions of wintering waterfowl. The decline began with the end of the BC days, BC being before Corps of Engineers. Our cries to subjugate the haughty manners of the Mississippi River resulted in a bureaucracy that did just that, at least in the short term. Dams, levees, and continuously dredged ditch-like channels barred nutrient access, and wetlands began to starve and slumped into a posture of unnaturally rapid subsidence. Poison in the form of salt water, where it should not be, was introduced into the system with the development of the oil and gas industry. Thousands of miles of pipelines and access canals provided a conduit for seawater to flow landward and effectively sterilize fresh and brackish marshes of vegetation that held the world together. Bayous that served as low-gradient capillaries were overwhelmed by the saline incursions. Biomass and biodiversity plummeted. Even without the proven values of coastal wetlands to our own short-sighted species, their intrinsic aesthetic worth merits a call for action. We are smart enough to help nature's remarkable resiliency overcome the present, almost gone status, even in spite of the BP oil spill disaster. It will, however, require a collective commitment very soon from all who read the headlines. Feeling like the first cool, dry breeze of autumn after a long, hot summer, a touch of momentum is in the air.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.